This is London calling in the European News Service of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Here is the news. But first, here are some messages for our friends in occupied countries. The Trojan War will not be held. John is growing a very long beard this week. The long sobs of the violins of autumn. Les sanglots longs des violons de l'automne wound my heart with a monotonous languor. From the Italian front, a late bulletin reports that Allied armor and motorized infantry roared into Rome, crossed the Tiber, and into the heart of the city. That the parting German forces were exhausted and disorganized, and the eternal city was spared extensive destruction. Crowds of Roman citizens lined the avenues and streets of Rome to cheer the Allied tanks as they rolled through the city. Pope Pius XII appeared on the balcony of St. Peter's to give thanks that the city remained virtually intact.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
I send my best wishes to every soldier in the Allied team. To us is given the honor of striking a blow for freedom which will live in history. Good luck to each one of you, and good hunting on the mainland of Europe.
La bataille suprême est engagée. Après tant de combats, de fureurs, de douleurs, voici venu le choc décisif. C'est la bataille de France et c'est la bataille de la France.
We raised anchor and we were ready to go. Slowly and majestically, as minesweepers and destroyers curved their way into position, we gave the lead to the other transports. Under a grey sky, we looked at the coast of Britain and watched it slowly grow more dim. On the decks and in the holds, the soldiers were waiting. For the most part, standing about, looking out to sea, talking now and then, and thinking.
Say together this prayer. Say after me. Teach us, good Lord, to serve thee as thou deservest. To give and not to count the cost. To fight and not to heed the wound. To toil and not to seek for rest.
Looks like we're going to have a night tonight.
Get him there, Molly! Another one coming over. And a cruiser right alongside of it, pouring it up.
Something burning is falling down through the sky. Circling down, maybe a hit plane. They got one.
As we say, Mr. Chairman, bomb is overhead.
My ringside seat was the heaving deck of a United States Naval Patrol torpedo boat, on which I traveled across the channel with the first contingent of a naval task force. This force was composed mostly of American units. Altogether, my squadron of PT boats was in the channel for about 20 hours. We covered scores of square miles of rolling, choppy sea. We were patrolling and acting as escort for literally hundreds of slower-moving vessels of all descriptions. Many of them had been at sea longer than we had. In the area we covered, we could see hundreds of bombers and fighters shuttling back and forth, dropping their bomb loads and returning to England for more explosives to blast the enemy.
Just 5 minutes before 8 hour, 8 minus 5, and looking straight in towards the coastline of France. Our assault craft are now out of sight, lost in the luring cloud there by the beaches. our LCTs are in there, and within a few moments, the first tanks that lead the assault will be on the beaches and opening up with their guns.
Now, there's a signal from the flagship.
Hands to beaching station. That's the signal for our sailors on board this craft to get ready for the landing. And, of course, for the soldiers down in the hold to get ready with their kit on up onto the deck and down the ramps as we go into shore.
It seemed to me that they just didn't seem to worry about it. They went ashore, slowly walked around, took their jobs, just as if they were on 42nd Street, just like I go out down sometimes to go window shopping. Well, I never see them look. I don't understand. They don't cry. They don't moan about pain, or they don't ask for any help. They just sit there, try to hang on to their jaw or whatever part of them is wounded.
We are on the beach today, on D-Day. We've just come in. We caught a ride in a small boat which came in from our LST, loaded with 1,000 pounds of TNT. Half a ton of high explosive on this beach, which is still under considerable enemy gunfire.
I was approaching the barge. Sergeant shouted, okay, this is it. So I jumped up, grabbed my gear, jumped into the water. It was a long way from the shore, further than I thought it had been, about 300 yards. Jumped into the water, it was deeper than I thought. I started to swim. Eventually made the sea wall. Just as we get alongside the tank barrels, we thought we were pretty good then. A Jerry 88mm gun hit our tank and blew us the hell out of it.
While we have been here, we have just seen one of the strangest and most remarkable sights of this invasion so far. Two great fleets of over 100 gliders have gone overhead, towed by C-47 transports, who are certainly proving the workhorses of this invasion. They've hauled them right over the beaches, and the second batch are droning over now. I can see them. They're casting off the gliders as they circle around over the beach, and the transports are circling around and beginning to make off home. And here comes another flight, the third flight of gliders, which is being pulled in. I can't count how many of them there are. They're coming in over the beach here. More and more and more of these glider-borne troops are coming in. These gliders are coming in towed very slowly by the big C-47s in what is apparently an unending stream.
Well, we dropped at 10 to 1 in the morning. There was a moon and some drifting clouds. Just a perfect night for dropping. We landed east of the eye. Funny thing, I was number 13 in the first plane, the 13th man to land in France. I landed right in the middle of a week, though.
We're over the enemy coast now, and the run-in has started. 1 minute, 30 seconds, red light, green light, and out, out, get on, get out, get out.
When we actually beached, we were lucky enough to go between two of the mines, which the Germans had put on stakes as one of the beach defenses. The craft, one of the mines came up along our starboard side, and the craft which beached immediately on our port side hits the next one.
These boys are apparently having a pretty tough time in here on the beaches. It's not very pleasant. It's exposed, and it must have been a rugged fight to get it. We can look on down the coast now and see this flat part of the beach which joins the water going all the way down to the lower beach, which is marked for us by columns of white smoke which are rising from it. And further up at the end of this beach, we can see another huge column of white smoke which has apparently been caused by naval gunfire. Looking out to sea, all we can see of the vast invasion fleet which is assembled for us are the silhouettes of the big four ships, the battleships and cruisers, which have been putting a steady bombardment against the enemy positions all day. The troops are well dug in here along the seawall, which is partly covered by sand. They're sitting down now, most of them, dug deep into the ground, as close as they can to the seawall to protect themselves from the enemy shelling. We're standing here. It's an absolutely incredible and fantastic sight. I don't know whether it's possible to describe it to you or not. The sea is choppy, and the beach is lined with men and materials and guns, trucks, vehicles of all kinds. On either side of us, there are pillars of smoke, perhaps a mile, 2 miles away, which is rising from enemy shelling. And further back, we can see the smoke and results of our own shelling. This place even smells like an invasion. It has a curious odor, which we always associate with modern war. It's a smell of oil and high explosive and burning things. This has been a momentous occasion for all of us.
Then the struggle across the soft sand. 5 minutes that will always be vivid in my mind. Shells were falling on the beaches, mine still exploding. The whole beach covered with small craft. Men at work organizing the beaches already. Bulldozers widening the exits and laying the wire carpet. Ammunition and tanks and supplies and vehicles and guns coming ashore as far as the eye could see.
What's going on over here? Jamford, who is one of the sailors, has just come in with a handful of sand because he heard me say a while ago that what I wanted to do most of all was just to get ashore and reach down and take up a handful of sand and say, this is France, and I've got it in my hand. France at last after 4 years. Jamford, how does it feel to just to reach down and grab a piece of sand and say, I'm grabbing French soil, huh?
Well, it's... Since I was born in France, it has special meaning to me.
Were you born in France?
Yes.
Where were you born?
In Calais.
You were? Well, that's not very far from here. Well, it has a special meaning for me, too, as you can imagine. Have you got some? We've got to save this. We've got to put it in a bottle or something.